This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. soldier who ran into North Korea in July is in U.S. custody and heading home after being expelled by North Korea into China, the United States announcing on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
Private Travis King made a sudden dash into the North in July. U.S. officials told reporters he appeared to be in good health and spirits and was very happy to be on his way home. The Swedish government retrieved King in North Korea and brought him over the border into China, where he was taken into U.S. custody. His shocking case triggered heated discussions within the U.S. government, but Washington declined to declare him a prisoner of war. Instead, North Korea appears to have treated his case like one of illegal immigration.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen reporting. The U.S. Senate is moving ahead with a bipartisan plan to avoid a government shutdown in 2 days, as Republicans in the House of Representatives remained locked in a stalemate. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Speaker Kevin McCarthy has tried to get hard-right Republicans to approve a temporary House measure to keep the government running, which Tennessee's Andy Ogles and others have said they will never do.
I'm a no, and will remain a no.
Even as McCarthy insists he'll hold a test vote Friday, Chuck Schumer and Senate leaders are urging him to allow a vote on their bill.
It would pass. It would pass.
But Florida House Republican Byron Donald simply says no.
That thing is dead over here. Are you kidding me?
A shutdown would start Sunday, though President Biden says it's not inevitable. Still asked what can be done to avoid one.
If I knew that, I would have done it already.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And as always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com.